Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's at radio.com. Jabba Walkies, live exclusive, live from Las Vegas.
Give it up for
Jabba Walkies. Hey, Jabba Walkies.
What's up, Jabba Walkies?
They're clapping a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know if that's really good. So to get right into it, you guys formed in San Diego.
Yes.
All right. So how did you guys meet each other?
Back in 2003. It was, this is KB, by the way.
What up, KB?
Yes. What up? And it was really just kind of like a collective of like-minded, like freestyles. We're all friends. And, being in the dance scene at that time was like a bunch of people on the dance team. And, you know, it was like, oh, who do we watch? There's a bunch of people. But, just the main guys that like to dance together.
Right.
We kind of just was like, yo, let's change the flow. You know, there's too many people on stage. Let's just make an elite group of freestylers. And, you know, we'll cover our face so people can't see who it is. And they just got to watch the talent and the art. And yeah, we started the group back in 2003, debuted at San Diego. Shout out Culture Shock. It was a Culture Shock showcase event that we debuted as the Jabba Walkies.
All right, so there's a dance music scene, which I learned today ago.
Dance?
Today ago, I learned that you guys got into it. And what I actually dug about the group is that you guys saw that there was a scene and you were like, you know what, let's just throw this all out and just totally disrupt everything and just bring something different.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
I'm totally inspired
by
that.
The disruption,
yeah,
the beautiful disruption.
I think, like, if you follow a formula, like in life, like if you just follow a formula, life is kind of boring, but if you look at something and you can extrapolate it and say, you know what, I could like make this so much better.
Oh yes.
Just by doing this. I dig that. So that's really kind of cool.
Yes.
What else I thought was kind of cool is nobody is particularly the leader.
That's correct. We operate we just leverage everybody's strengths. We know what we're strong at.
Right.
And whatever you're strong at, you're the guy that leads for that situation, you know. And building this new show, Timeless, we knew who was strong with organizing the group with choreography. We knew who was strong, who had the best eye for like wardrobe, video content. We had to really lean and trust on those individuals that were strong in a certain area in terms of the overall production and just let them fly and be the creative genius that they are. And that's essentially how we as Jabba Walkies have been able to stand the test of time is, yeah, there's not really a designated leader, but we do in our own way lead when the strength or whatever,
however
the
it
need.
Applies.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You see a need, you feel it. Exactly. You feel what I'm talking about.
If you're stronger than me at something, you know what I mean? It's easier for me to jump in and take the lead as opposed to like having somebody else do it.
Right.
You may be like five times better, you know, than
and something,
me
else.
Something else.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like way better that you do it anyway. And maybe I can learn a little something. So I
100%.
Think it's awesome.
Yes.
That really allowing everybody to like have a little chance at leadership in
absolutely.
The group. It builds like a camaraderie.
100.
I would say that you guys probably have.
Oh, yes.
It's a different kind of bond because at any given time, anybody's in charge.
Of course.
Which is really cool.
Yes.
So how did you guys come up with the ideas for the masks? Where did that come and why does it exist?
The mask really, we didn't want people to like watch an individual. We didn't want, you know, someone to say, oh, that's Joe or that's Raynan, that's Fee, that's KB. We wanted to create an experience where our audience would just tune in more to the music and right. the visual aspect of what we were bringing. We danced together, you know. The mask really does allow us to become one. Now, if you were to really like pick apart the choreography and look at one guy, you know,
you
might be saying, okay, yeah, this guy's doing a little different, but collectively our thing was we want to look like one cohesive unit, like a school of fish. We want to move like a school of fish. And you're not, you ever watched Finding Nemo where the fish came together to create an arrow?
That's right.
It wasn't just one fish. Like, there was not one fish you focused on. It was the overall.
Together, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
And that is 100% the mentality when it comes to the Jabberwocky, is we don't want people to look at one person. We want them to zoom out and look at the overall picture of the visual lined up with the music, and that is our bread
what
and butter. That's what it's all about.
I love it. So you guys were on the second season of America's Got Talent. How was that for you guys?
Oh, you know what? Shout out America's Got Talent. We didn't win that thing, and it did really make us kind of feel like, I don't know if we want to do any more TV, but then this America's Best Dance Crew showed up and
you won the dang show.
We won the dang show. But, you know, I appreciate, you know, the time on America's Got Talent. You know, it was really just a precursor to what we would do and who we'll become, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's a fun show. You know, they have a very interesting lineup, you know.
Yeah.
It's still going.
It's always different, yeah.
It's always
going,
different.
But, like, you guys won the dang show.
It's,
super
it's kind of crazy.
I always believe, like, in life, if, you know, kind of like America's Got Talent, you know, you guys were, like, second for that, right? You guys
were, like, runner-up right, correct,
that.
Correct.
And then, you know, you went on to America's Best Dance Crew.
Yes.
And then, again, you won the dang show.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, sometimes life will set you up.
Yeah, exactly.
I think faith and everything else goes into putting you where, you know, like staying in your lane.
You already got it.
See?
You Jabberwockies, baby.
I don't know about that. I cannot dance like you guys. I have zero rhythm.
Well, just put the mask on. They won't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe I'll just do like an interpretive kind of thing, right? And then you guys will be like coming over.
Cutting edge.
Getting me into line.
We're always looking for the newest, hottest talent.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. My dance skills would probably make you laugh. I think it would even entertain the Jabberwockies.
There we go.
Probably.
We need comedy. Yeah. See?
So tell me about your record label.
Oh, yes. JBWKZ Records. Essentially, we started it because we were doing television work, and a lot of times they can't use like music copyright music, you know.
Right.
And so we started fellowshipping with a group called The Bangers, and those guys were producing original content for us, original music. And it was a good idea because, you know, we were able to you know, sign off on this music anytime they needed us for like a commercial or some
right.
kind of spot.
You own it.
Yeah, we own it. It was definitely helpful. And then, you know, we did have plans to evolve that in terms of like getting musical artists on. Yeah. We try to stay
the next
innovative.
Diddy.
We could
right here, right now.
We could have been like, you know, we started off as a dance group, but now we are this, you know, major record label
with all these different artists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we ain't gonna stop.
Because, yeah, you gotta keep evolving.
Gotta keep it.
So, speaking of evolving, you guys have been on the strip for how long now?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah,
10
celebrating
long years.
10 years. It's so crazy. It creeped up on us.
Yeah, it's like, and you guys' show, and I know this because I used to work in like ticketing and sales, one of the highest selling shows on the strip.
One of the shows that, you know,
as constantly people are seeking out. Why do you think that is?
I think we have a very interesting lane that we occupy. We're good for the families, you know.
Right.
There's something for the family to do.
Because you guys are hip for the kids.
For the kids.
And fun for the mom and dad.
Kids, yes.
They're like, dang, I wish I could dance like that.
Exactly.
My back kind of hurts. So
and our playlist.
Because they're way better at it.
Yeah. The playlist is like, it stretches, you know. We got something for the older person, the seasoned individual, and
right.
we got something for the person that's just starting off in life, you know,
right.
the
yeah.
young one and everything in between. And so I think that's really a part or an ingredient to our success in terms of the recipe for that.
After like 10 years and they decide that they're going to name a theater after you, how did that feel?
Getting a Jabberwocky's Theater.
Yeah, Jabberwocky's Theater. But because think about where y'all come from in San Diego and like how you guys disrupted this entire dance scene.
Yes.
And now to have like sort of something like that, like immortalizing you on the Las Vegas Strip.
It's beautiful.
I don't even know how I would process something.
I'm telling
like
you, I'm not even processing. It's just like you see it in these big letters and it's like, wow, this whimsical name really just became something amazing, you know?
Right.
By the way, shout out Lewis Carroll for the inspiration. We definitely have to change the spelling on that because, you know, we ain't trying to have him come and try to, I mean, you know, it's all love in here.
Right. So you guys got a new show. It's called crazy. Timeless.
Timeless, yes.
That's over at MGM Grand. You should go get tickets.
Please
the
do.
Show is so good.
You know, I, along with my other brothers, are the whole organization, Jabberwocky's as an organization, is just so excited to show the world what Timeless is. We say that it is a, it's like all the grooming from now. I mean, we've been fellowshipping with different entities, having to build shows. It's just all of that time and experience. It's like leveraging all of that stuff. And this is like our best foot forward to date. And everybody, the whole organization, all hands on deck. We put a lot of love into all the production elements, the choreography, the dancing, the music. Timeless is just about music. It's about how music is timeless.
Right.
Like, you know, yes, you hear a song and it'll take you back to, you know, and freeze frame time for a moment.
That's why we love throwbacks so much.
That's why we love it.
You hear them and they're just a little bit extra gooder.
I'm telling you.
If gooder is a word.
I'll take it. I'm down with that.
Yeah, so gooder,
I get it.
Litter, whatever.
All of that.
It's all of that. Mm-hmm. So how many nights a week do you guys perform?
Currently, we're doing we're Dark Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
So
well,
five nights.
That's so Vegas.
Yeah, five days a week. We have a couple on the weekend, Friday and Saturday. We have two shows, 7 and 9:30. We're looking into doing 7 days a week, so stay tuned for that. We'll let you know, just because, you know, we want to make the opportunity for the experience happen every day throughout the week.
Yeah,
that's coming. We'll definitely let you know. But yeah, for now, we play 5 days a week and two on the weekends.
All right. So before we go, if we didn't want to be creepy or weird, but we did kind of like want to stalk you a little bit online. Where could we find you guys on the World Wide Web, like social media? Hit me with the handles.
See, we could have done the long version, but we kept it short because we know people don't have that much time.
Yeah,
you know, they just try to point.
It
so it's www.jbwkz.com. And that's the rabbit hole. That's the portal to the world of the Jabberwocky.
Thank
Come
you
check
so much
us out.
For dropping by for a radio.
Thank you for having
Las
us.
Las Vegas Jabberwockies for me. Thank you, guys.
KLUC, what up?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.